This evening is the birthplace and burial place of mankind. The birthplace and burial place of mankind. We're in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew. We're teaching it from the Greek language. But before we go there, this is eschatology. That means last things. Eschatology is throughout the Bible. And starts in Genesis, the 9th chapter, verse number 25. It talks about the Gentile church if you arise. Now I want you to go to Revelation. Revelation, the 6th chapter. Revelation chapter 6. We'll read from there. And then we'll go back to Revelation, or Matthew 22 and verse or 24 and verse number 22. And I saw the Lamb broke one of the seven seals. And I heard one of the four living beings saying, as with a voice of thunder, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on it had a bowl, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering to conquer. And when he broke the second seal, I heard the second living being saying, "Come." And another, a red horse, went out. And to him who sat on it, it was granted to take peace from the earth, that men should slay one another. With a great sword was given to him. Now all of these are quoting from the Old Testament. We have here in Zechariah 1 and 8 and 6 and 3. We have Matthew 10:34 also a cross-reference to this, and Matthew the 24th chapter. And when he broke the third seal, I heard the third living being saying, "Come and look, and behold, a black horse. He sat on it, had a pair of scales in his hand." Zechariah 6 and 2. And I heard that were a voice of center of the four living beings saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius." A denarius there is a day's wages. A quart of wheat for a whole day's wages. That'll sustain the human body at hard labor. And 3 quarts of barley for a day's wages. And do not touch, do not harm the oil and the wine. In other words, you're going to have no Dr. Pepper. You're not going to have any wine. You're not going to have any Kool-Aid. Nothing. No Pepsis. No 7-Up. And when he broke the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the four living creatures saying, "Come." And I looked, and behold, an ashen horse. He who sat on it had the name of Death. And Hades was falling with him. Now, I want you to understand, this is the same rider on all of these different horses. This is a different episode in his career. Death and Hades was following with him, and authority was given him over a fourth of the earth to kill. He's going to kill 25% of everybody on the earth. He's going to depopulate the earth of one quarter of all of its people. And to kill with the sword and with famine and with pestilence and by wild beasts of the earth. He's going to train animals to kill people. Trained animals to kill. Now, the Seminole Indians were a combination of many, many, many tribes of Indians. The Creeks, the Cherokees, all of them trying to escape slavery. There were more American Indian slaves in America than any black people ever, period. And many of the black people would run off from their slave owners and they would join the Indian tribes and they'd go down into Florida. And Florida was an uninhabitable place in many places, the Okefenokee Swamp. Okefenokee. Down there where it was almost impossible to live, but the Indians went down there. And when Andrew Jackson sent his troops down there, to kill these Indians and these blacks. He sent from Europe, and he brought a bulldog breed, a type of bulldogs with very large mastiffs. And he bred them with other large dogs, Great Danes. And he trained those to kill Indians and blacks. Now this is what it is. He's going to kill people with wild beasts. Swift running beasts. Now a little trick the Indians played on Andrew Jackson was, by the way, Indians don't like $20 bills. Because he got Andrew Jackson's face on it. He was a devastated the American Indian people. The Indian Removal Act, where he removed them. The five civilized tribes, I want you to understand that my family was one of the five civilized tribes. They had plantations. They genetically developed corn, tomatoes, all kinds of things that the rest of the world did not have. It wasn't for the American Indian with his inventions, the North Meso and South American Indians, the world would be starving today, because the world would be starving when Christopher Columbus came here and took the what we call the Columbian Exchange. He brought death and hell to us over here and took food back to Europe. Quite an exchange. Well, Andrew Jackson sent these wild dogs, these pit bull type of giant bulldogs down there among the Indians. Marilyn, do you know anybody? You've been acquainted with me for 20 years, haven't you?
Yes.
What do you think I could train?
A rattlesnake.
You think I could train a rattlesnake?
Yes.
I haven't done that yet. I've trained fish and birds and hogs and dogs and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Horses, sheep, cats. Cats are hard to train.
Birds.
Yeah, the birds. Trained all kinds of things. Well, the Indians have an affinity with wild animals. Well, they stick these dogs on the Indians. Now, the dogs were trained to kill Indians and blacks. Well, the Indians made friends with those dogs and turned them back on the white people. But they did to kill the blacks. Wild beasts of the earth, famine. And when he broke the fist, they all saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God. Now, there are going to be people who are going to die during this period of time that are saved. Let me go back now. We're talking about death and hell. We're going to talk about the birthplace of humanity and the burial place of humanity. The birthplace is the Fertile Crescent, and the death place will be the Fertile Crescent and the Mount Palestine in the Middle East. That's where man began. That's where man is going to end. The whole focus of the world is going to be on that area. We have the church age. At the end of the church age, we have the tribulation period. The tribulation period is brought upon the world because of Israel and the unbelieving nations. But after the rapture takes place, a lot of people are going to believe. But the bride is with the Lord already. And all the saved are up there with the Lord in heaven. Upon earth will be hell and havoc. All upon this earth. Many people will believe like they did on the outside of that ark, of Noah's ark. But they're going to be drowned. These people will be drowned in murder and mayhem. And these are the ones that's talking about here. They're going to have a special place with God. Now, they're not going to be part of the bride. But they're going to have a special place with God because the bride's already with Him. And everybody's not going to be in the bride in the eternal ages. Even though many people believe that. And when He broke the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar of the souls who had been slain because of the word of God and because of the testimony which they had maintained. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who dwell upon the earth?" And there was given to each one of them a white robe. And they were told that they should rest for a little while longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren, who were to be killed even as they had been, should be completed also. One quarter of the earth will die. Now, how many people will die before this quota is met? 5 out of every 6 men upon this earth will be doomed to death. 2 out of every 3 Jews will die. There'll be a remnant left upon this earth. And the Lord will come back and he will slay those wicked ones with the sword of his mouth. Not one person that goes into the millennial reign of Jesus Christ and its epitaphes upon this earth. El Haaretz. Upon the earth. For 1,000 years, Christ will rule from heaven. And Israel will be the administrator of his kingdom again. Epitaphes upon the earth. But before that takes place, 5 out of every 6 people in the world will be killed, and 2 out of every 3 Jews, and then the Lord will come back, and those wicked ones, the Antichrist, false prophets, and the beast, will be thrown into the lake of fire. First inhabitants, and not one lost person will go into the millennial reign of Christ, not one. The rapture. We talk about the rapture. I believe the rapture will take place, 1 Thessalonians 4, 16-17, at the very end of the church age, before the tribulation period. It could be that the rapture might take place in the middle of the week, as some believe, in the middle of the tribulation period. That's possible. Not probable, but possible. And then some people believe that the rapture will actually take place at the end of the tribulation period. Not possible at all. If all the saved people on the earth were raptured at the end of the tribulation period, who's going to go into, in their bodies, into the millennial reign? Who is the Mia? Nobody. That's a wrong premise. Let's go. And I looked when he broke the 6th seal that there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth, made of hair, and the whole moon became like blood. And the stars of the sky fell upon the earth, as a fig tree casts its unripe figs when shaken by the great wind. The sky was split apart like a scroll, and it was rolled up, and every mountain and island were moved out of their original places. By the way, you know when we had that gigantic earthquake in Japan, that it moved the earth upon its axis, that every part of the earth was actually moved because of that. Things changed. This is going to be a great seismos, a great earthquake, bigger than all of that. We just had 2 earthquakes down here near Ridgecrest, California, which is about 150 miles, almost 200 miles from me. We didn't even feel it here. They felt it shaking in Bakersfield. They felt it in Las Vegas. My son-in-law had a picture on Facebook of his turtle turned upside down. It said the earthquakes kept turning his turtle over. The world's going to be turned over. The earth is going to be devastated. Every island, everything will move off of such axis. The earth will be changed. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the commanders, and the rich, and the strong, and every slave, and every free man, hid themselves in caves among rocks and mountains. Isaiah 2 and 10. And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall upon us, hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come. And who was able to stand? Quite a time. What a joyous day it shall be in heaven. With all the reveling and all of the worshiping and all the shouting and all the eating and all the festivities around that table of the Lord. while upon the earth will be hell will break loose. Where do you want to be? You want to be down here on the earth? If y'all want to say they don't want to go on, they don't want to go to heaven, they want to go into the kingdom. Boy, look what they get to do. I'll tell you one thing, if one Jehovah's Witness goes into the kingdom of God, he's going to be a believer. He'll have to give up doctrines of Charles Taze Russell and Judge Rutherford. Now let's go to Matthew 22, or 24 and verse 22. Kai eme eko lo bothesan. Hey, mere ekene uk on esothen pasa sarx diete tus eklektos kalabo thesante. Hey, hamere ekane. And if not, they were cut off, the days these. If they were not cut short, the days these. Not would be saved all flesh because of the elect. Those days shall be cut short. God created mankind and set him in the Fertile Crescent. And he shall bring mankind back and close the history of man against man in that land. That'll be the birthplace and the burial place of humankind. The siege of the Roman Empire was shortened by various historical events, like the stopping of the strengthening of the walls by Herod Agrippa, by order from the emperor, the sudden arrival of Titus, and the neglect of Jesus to prepare for a long siege. The neglect of the Jews to prepare for a long siege. Titus himself confessed that God was against the Jews, since otherwise neither his armies nor his Indians would have availed against their defenses. Even a pagan leader realized that God had turned his back on those Jews. A pagan leader. Let's read this from the Amplified Bible now. Matthew 24, verse 22. And if those days had not been shortened, no human being would endure and survive. For the sake of the elect, God's chosen ones, those days will be shortened. Now let's go on and read a little bit further. Tote eon tisamen. Epe, edu, hode, ho, Christos. E hode, me, Christuice. Then if anyone to you he may say, behold, here is the Christ. Or, here, over in this area is the Christ. Do not believe them. Verse number 24. Egare the sante gar. Pseudo Christoi, kai pseudo prophete, kai dosusen semei, megala kai terata hoste palanesai e dinaton, kai tus eclectus. And they shall be raised up false Christs and false prophets. Who's going to raise them up? It is a third person future indicative passive. Who's going to raise up these false Christs? The same one that started false religion there in the Middle East to begin with. Remember, Adam had two sons, Cain and Abel. Abel followed the ways of God. Cain followed the ways of himself and mankind. And false religion Who do you think inspired Cain to do that? It wasn't just in Cain's feeble mind, but it was in Satan's plans. And they shall be raised up by Satan. False Christs and false prophets, and they shall give signs great. Miracles. And marvels. Miracles. Megale, Samia, and Terata. This means to terrify. Something so fantastic that it terrifies you. So as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Professional sleight of men hand can deceive many. You know the Muslim Empire and the Muslim people, they talk about Muhammad as being born in a insignificant place. And his mother was sick, and his father died before he was born. He was given to his grandfather, and his grandfather died, and given to his uncle, and his uncle raised him. They talk about he did not doing any miracles at all. Not like Jesus. They compare him to Jesus and build him way higher than Jesus. And Muhammad builds himself up higher than Jesus. I'll tell you one thing. Many false prophets have come, and Muhammad's one of them. Many false prophets have come, but Jesus will stand. There are many false Christs, many false messiahs. The Muslim world has a false Jesus. They called him Isa. Jesus. The false Jesus. The beast. The beast of Revelation. Islam has a beast that will mark every true believer of Muhammad and of Allah with his mark. The book of Revelation says that the beast will mark every one of those to be damned forever with a mark of the authority of the beast. The book of Revelation talks about an Antichrist. As soon as the Hadiths and the writings of Muhammad talk about a Mahdi, the direct descendant of Muhammad through his daughter's line, Fatima. And they will have the spirit of Muhammad in him. He'll raise up when he's 40 years old and begin a ministry of mayhem and murder. Jesus says in verse 24-25, Edu proereka, himen. Behold, I have told you beforehand. I have told you beforehand. Ion un eposon himen ede ente eremu esten me ekelte edu en tois tamiois me visuesete. If there they may say to you, behold, in the desert he is. Not you may go out. Behold, in the private places, in the inner rooms, in the secret place of the home, the bathroom. Not you may believe it. Don't believe it. 27. Hos pergar he astrape. Eterkete apo anatolon kai phonete ios dismon hotos este he porusia tu huu. To Anthropu. For just as the lightning, it comes forth from the east, the rising of the sun, and it shines for itself until the sinking of the sun. In this same manner it shall be the presence of the Son of Mankind. Now let's go back and read up to verse number 27. And that's where we'll quit for today. 24, 22 through number 27. And if those days had not been shortened, no human being would be endure and survive. But for the sake of the elect, God chosen ones, those days shall be shortened. If anyone says to you, lo, here is Christ, the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it. For the false Christ and the false prophets shall rise, and they shall show great signs and wonders, as to deceive and lead astray, if possible, even the elect, chosen one. See, I have warned you beforehand. So if they say to you, lo, he is in the desert, the wilderness. By the way, according to the Islamic writings, the Mahdi is going to come out of Syria. The beast and false Jesus will come out of Arabia, the desert. Now, Jesus said beforehand that Muhammad was going to say this. So if they say to you, lo, he is in the wilderness, the desert, do not go out there. If they tell you, lo, he is in secret place or inner rooms, do not believe it. For just as the lightning flashes from the east and shines even as far as the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. You want any of this? You want some of this? Don't believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you may see it. I don't know when the Lord's coming back, but I think we're toward the end of the church age, and the rapture could take place any time, and if it does, and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you get to stay behind. You're on the outside of the ark. You get to be one of those guys who are given white robes. And they're begging for retribution. And he says, well, wait around a little longer. 5/6 of the world is going to be destroyed and 2 out of every 3 Jews. Wait. Yeah. Will you be one of those? I hope not. And if you are saved and in this world today, learn to give Jesus Christ your life. Let him be the Lord of your life in every way. In your soul, in your mind, in your daily walk, and even all of your material wealth in this world, let the Lord have some of that. That's the hardest thing to pry you loose from in your pocketbook, isn't it? Learn to serve the Lord with your everything you have. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for all of my students out there all over the world. I pray that you touch their lives and their hearts. Please forgive me where I fail you. And use this message to touch the hearts of those out there. If there's one lost, Father, I pray that they'll fall on their knees begging you for mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. If a Muslim hears this, I pray that you will convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come, true sin, true righteousness, and true judgment. And that even they may be born again. In Jesus' name, I pray.